Please be seated. Good morning. Welcome to church. I'm so glad you're here on the happy fourth Sunday of Easter and on Earth Day today, April 22nd. Every year is Earth Day. Today, people around the globe are thinking about the Earth in intentional ways with gratitude and awe. And so do we. In honor of Earth Day, we have a special preacher with us today. The Reverend Blaine Scott is a Methodist minister who now serves the entire community of Grand Junction in many ways. Spiritual director, teacher at Spiritual University. He works as a life coach and I think it's fair to say chaplain to a number of people. He is a real treasure for us to have in the valley. So if you would please make him feel welcome, Reverend Blaine Scott.
Thank you, Reverend Nature. My wife Tracy and I deeply enjoy our relationship with this congregation around creation, our four-legged companions, and our human two-legged companions as well. The Care Fair is one of our favorite events for Steadfast Steeds, the nonprofit organization that Tracy and I founded and serve through to our community, bringing one of our horses down for the public, their dogs as well as themselves to enjoy. And so we continue to enjoy the connection and to serve Creator through and among the life of this congregation and our people relationships as well. It is a privilege for me to be with you on this important Earth Day and desire to follow up on Reverend Terry's message last week. Last Sunday, Terry said, God has a dream for trees, and it's the same dream that God has for each living organism. That is, that each may live a life of its full potential. Imagine in our souls and our beings and our relationships to one another and to creation what it's like to live our life of full potential. It is without dualistic language of right or wrong or your way or my way or Methodist or Episcopalian. It transcends the categories, the stereotypes that we sometimes intentionally and often unintentionally place one another in so we can get a grasp on who we are and who we aren't, who they are and who they are not. And we transcend those kind of dualistic categories to be able to celebrate whose we are in the midst of creation and creature alike. So it is a joy to be with you on this important occasion. Earth Day, April 22nd, as Reverend Nature mentioned, we expand on Terry's message to include creation, giving God praise, and our roles within that praise and worship of our Creator. In Psalm 150, we know the last psalm of that series of worshipful prayers and songs. David begins, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament." And so it'd be a sanctuary like this, a sanctuary like our Mustang horse sanctuary that really has no walls, but it does have perimeter, or the firmament, such as when Trace and I were feeding our untamed wild horses on the back part of our property. We live on Glade Park, and so we're up above and behind the National Monument. And after we had fed our wild ones, I said, "Wait, listen." And I turned off our four-wheeler, and in the silence, it seemed more like a planetarium, that we were watching the stars and the moon and the stillness. The glow of dusk was still on the horizon, and as you went upward in the sanctuary, in the firmament, it got darker so you could see some stars. And we just sat in awe and praise of Creator and how magnificently God brings to us each day the resurrection of the sun, and then this holy Easter season, the call to live out our spirituality as we behave our beliefs in ways that creature and creation alike can join us in praising God and worshiping him in his firmament and in his sanctuary. The psalmist goes on to name why. We praise God for his mighty deeds and according to his surpassing greatness. There is good reason or rationality for giving God praise. And it is that God is worthy of our deepest, authentic praise. And that giving God praise actually has direct daily impact positively in our lives as well. That when we're giving God praise, we tend to release some of the things that are preoccupying our mind and our worries and express ourselves to the greatness of God's grandeur, transcendent and intimately present. And so Psalm 150 continues with the instruments of music. Praise him with the lyre and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe, clanging cymbals, and a little bit of additional emphasis on that. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. To give God praise is often in an expression from inside that impacts our outward world with beautiful harmony, melody of God's ringing tones. We know that St. Francis, in his dying days, wrote the hymn, and I'm not sure what hymn it would be in your hymnal, but All Creatures of Our God and King was a poem written by St. Francis of brother moon, sister stars, and on of God's creation, giving God praise because of the essence of who creation is, meaning humans are the only ones in the animal kingdom, those that breathe, that attempt to take on identities not authentic to one's own identity, that we posture when we're with others we want to impress. We have what Thomas Merton called our false self that we present to others when we are not sure our authentic self, our true self in God, would be accepted by others. So we pretend or practice being who we are not created to be. And the giving God praise helps us to realign, reconnect our mind, body, heart, and soul, and giving God praise through our expressions in the world and in our relationships. And so his last phrase, the psalmist's last phrase in verse 6, the very last words in the Psalms, states, "Let everything that breathes praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. Well, gosh, everything that breathes isn't even limited to us as in the animal kingdom, that we know plants breathe. They do it through photosynthesis, but they take in light and they expand or release other chemicals. And so there is a give and take in creation, even as we need plants for our own breath to survive on the earth. And so I could use your assistance a little bit this morning, and it has to do with a call and response. So when I say God is, would you say good? God is. When I say all the, you say time. All the
time.
When I say praise the, you say Lord. Praise the
Lord.
God is. All the
time.
Praise the
Lord.
Well. Praising God for his surpassing greatness. What in your being have you experienced, and there's no time limitation, it can be recent or long ago, it can be outdoors or indoors, with others or in solitude. What experience have you had that you were wrapped up in the expression of giving God praise? I recently watched a formerly wild horse at our sanctuary now, a formerly traumatized, neglected horse, a formerly wild and yet not free, traumatized, neglected horse who was 5 months pregnant at the time that we rescued her. Horses have an 11-month gestation period, so she was nearly through that, you know, almost halfway. We didn't know she was pregnant when we rescued her from a very horrific situation in South Dakota. And when rescued, that poor little mare had to, pregnant, traumatized mare, had to get into my trailer and travel 18 hours through two different blizzards and the nighttime that the temperature was below zero coming over Vail Pass. We were grateful for keeping each other awake and just trying to make it home to the sanctuary. And we arrived right about sunrise at 6 a.m. in that early, late November morning. And The sun was coming up and there was a layer of snow, and so the crystallines were just sparkling with the hope of a new day. And she kind of wandered out of the trailer going, oh, what is this? And moved from traumatized, neglect, pregnant, perhaps again, but not having any living foal that we are aware of, to arrive at a sanctuary for her beginning journey of healing, and it would be a couple months later before we knew that she was pregnant. Only after giving birth at the sanctuary were we able to count back as to how far along was she when we rescued this neglected, thin, traumatized horse. And the other evening when we were doing chores, right as the sun was setting, we absolutely were stopped in our tracks. I was on one side of the sanctuary, Tracy was on the other, and we watched this formerly traumatized, formerly pregnant, now weaned mare bounce and buck and jump and just play out of delight. One of the first times we've been able to see her just go, oh, this is what vitality is. This is what life is. And as she bucked and jumped and just ran for no other reason to express joy and being alive and vitality, the western sun was setting in our beautiful western Colorado sky. The clouds were ablaze with orange and yellows and red. And so we had this horse almost silhouetted against the backdrop of this magnificent, glorious sunset. And the sky and the horse, I tell you, were in an interplay of praise. I mean, the clouds were moving and shifting. The sun was lowering, so the glow, the colors were changing. And this horse is dancing and moving, and her mane and her tail are flying. And it was just this joining of earth and sky, of the kingdom of heaven and the earthly world coming together in a dancing act of praise. To which, at one point in there, I just looked up and said, okay, seriously, now you're just showing off. It was phenomenal for this horse, aptly named Stardust, by four sisters in Chicago who helped sponsor that horse's journey toward healing. They named her Stardust, and to watch Stardust play, and at the end, and shortly after, I just said, okay, now you're just showing off. Stardust ran to the middle and just, boom, stopped, and her head's raised up, and she's as tall as she can be, and her nostrils are flaring outward, and she let out a big, just powerful snort of breath and air. It was so magnificent. Let everything that has breath give God praise. When I say God is, you say good. God is
good.
All the
time.
Praise the
Lord.
What memories does your body and mind recall of the experience of giving God praise? And what impact does it have on your very being? For God may be blessed by our praise, we are also benefited by giving God praise. Anyone who has breath can witness that surpassing greatness of Creator and giving God praise, because it's in the nature of God that we experience the nature of God. We understand more of God's character and who God is through the nature that God created, after all, even before God's word was the witness of the creation that God made. And so even creation, from breathing breath into the nostrils of man, to breathing life into the animals, to sustaining life through the breath, the ruach in Hebrew, of life-giving and life-sustaining presence of God himself, comes through the very breath that we give God praise. Giving God praise, then, is as essential as it ever has been for the healing and the wholeness of our lives and of our earth. On this Earth Day, April 22nd in 2018, worship centers and communities around the world are emphasizing the dire need to decrease plastics around the world. So this year, the emphasis on plastic has us raising education and awareness about what does that exactly mean? And the experts who have studied this and who are promoting our good stewardship of the way we utilize products in our lives, talk to us about moving from the poisoning and the marine killing, life-disrupting human hormones that plastics have because of litter in the oceans that are so impactful along beaches and landscapes that they're clogging water systems and landfills. The exponential growth of plastics is now threatening the literal survival of our planet, and it's something that I completely take for granted on a day-to-day basis. The urgency to change the human attitude and behavior concerning plastics is a catalyzing and significant reduction in plastic pollution in air, in water, and on land. It affects all of planet Earth. After decades of producing literally trillions of oil-based plastic items, the negative consequences are very startling as we are experiencing now in our daily lives. Plastic pollution is recognized as a public hazard and a public health concern to the human body by the World Health Organization. In the United States, the U.S. plastics industry is our third largest manufacturing industry in our country. It employs nearly 1 million people in the manufacturing sector and 1.4 million people total when including plastic suppliers. Plastics is one of the most enduring materials made out of raw materials. It takes an estimated 500 to 1,000 years for it to degrade. I don't know about you, but I don't plan to be around that long. 50% of the plastics produced are used once and then thrown away. So imagine half of the trillions of tons that are produced, half are used once and then discarded. When actually, it's not because it wore out or it broke, it's because it's temporary and we just use them. One of the striking things that I learned is that lids of all kinds are among the greatest hardship. If you go to Starbucks or other places to get coffee, they're doing better at producing more biodegradable, earth-friendly cups. But not the lids. Coffee lids, milk jug lids, all kinds of lids. You see, they float on the water surface, which causes all kinds of problems, and they continue to fill the landfills after only one use. When I was a boy, Mom had to get me new clothes, not because they were worn out, but because I outgrew them. Plastics, we need to outgrow our use of them by finding alternatives, looking for ways. Boy, I had a stark reality when I stood in my kitchen and opened up the cabinets and looked underneath, just kind of looked, getting a bead on, so plastic containers, plastic cups, what are plastic? Oh, it was easier to look around and discover what isn't plastic than what is, including a lot of our countertop, resins and things put together like that, household items that we squirt and use, temporary solo cups, whatever it might be. They're just in our bathrooms and our kitchens and our workshops. And to this point, the petroleum industry has continues to create more and more forms. They're so convenient. And yet, unfortunately, with that convenience comes a high cost to the earth. A few days ago, I was purchasing a small box of food, among other items, but that small, square, rectangular box, picture a box of chocolates about that size. And the checker gratefully said, oh, and you know what? All this packaging is biodegradable. It's a really natural, friendly company. And I went, really? I didn't know that the plastic wrapper around this box of paper and biodegradable materials was also biodegradable. Oh, well, he said, all but that, I guess. But it's a really good... And he went on to... Friends, all but that, I guess, is killing our planet. It's taking the breath out of our animals because they're suffocating from plastic in the oceans to what they ingest. It's clogging up our waterways and systems. All but that, I guess, is how much we take for granted. Well, yeah, we're doing cause marketing and we're going green because consumerism is demanding more of that, as we ought to continue doing. And yet, there are so many of them that from lack of occasion, education, lack of awareness, simply go by without our notice, and that it's having a very serious impact in the world in which we live. Acting locally can include three straightforward, common day practices that I want to explore more and try to begin doing more of. One is reuse. So the U.S. is the number one country in the entire world for plastic water bottle usage. We use the temporary water bottles and we throw them away, lids and all, right? Or we recycle them. But nevertheless, those are a big part of our 50% of plastic products being disposable are plastic water bottles. So refilling them can be really helpful. Rethinking our product use. Are there alternatives? Because that was one of my, is one of my challenges of going, well, what other containers can hold and be reused liquids that aren't plastic? It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. So we can reuse our plastics. We can also think of alternatives beyond plastics for containers. And one of the best websites that I found is called lifewithoutplastic.com. If you can remember that phrase, life without plastic. And they point to liquid and storing and other alternatives, other products that you might be able to shift or replace with the plastics that are most convenient out there. But gosh, just buying frozen taquitos as an example. The box is glossy, so you can't recycle the box. And then the taquitos come in plastic. And so now you have that plastic. And then I store them in the plastic container for the leftovers. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And so while we may not control everything that we buy as plastic, we certainly have more control about our household items and how we can rethink the products that we buy to find paper or other biodegradable alternatives. The third practice would be to recycle. To the plastic that we do need to replace or dispose of, that we can go to our nearby recycling or curb recycling. We're in the county, so I simply drive by on my way into town to support people to the place near Broadway and drop them by off there. So there are wonderful ways to reuse, rethink our products by the containers, not just the contents, and then to recycle. And those are wonderful ways that we can give God praise, because God is
good
all the
time.
Praise the
Lord.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You know, the word praise is contained in the scriptures more than 300 times. Occasionally, it's used to praise someone for their works. Praise would be admiration, adoration. So we appreciate and we recognize and we give someone praise for what they've done. However, the large percentage of all those 300, and I believe it's about seven times in one of the versions of the Bible I choose to read, high percentage of those is giving God praise for God's due. He sustained, he creates our life, sustains our life, redeems our life, rejoins us when we have gone astray. And so there's lots of reasons to give God praise. And even in nearly the last chapter of the Bible, in Revelation 19, John is having a vision, and he says, "And the throne, from the throne came a voice saying, 'Praise our God, all you, his servants, small and great, praise our living God.'" And so John is even having a vision in heaven where it's coming from the throne itself, or from where we practice our daily lives, from the horse's mouth itself. Straight from the horse's mouth, we're hearing, give God praise. It's the right and good thing to be about. In our more contemporary world, in terms of history, Emma Lazarus donated her poem, A New Colossus, to raising funds when the Statue of Liberty was being built here in our own country. And in 1883, she writes, you recognize the famous lines from this sonnet, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, right? We know that. Yearning to breathe free. Oh, I always stop after the huddled masses. And it's moving toward yearning to breathe free. Oh, we know what people have immigrated from out of the oppression and the hardship or the devastation and the poverty in their own countries. They came here for a new start, redemption, a new hope. They're yearning to breathe free. And yet that's hard to do if the air we're breathing, if the participation we're doing in the planet is suffocating life itself. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, hungry, hoping, yearning, to breathe free, yearning to breathe free so that we can praise the Lord openly, worshipfully in the United States of America and beyond, yearning to breathe free so that each may live a life of its full potential, four-legged, two-legged, plants and animals alike. For Psalm 150, praise the Lord with music instruments. Today, we practice and believe its music into being through the music of our relationships, the music of our souls. We praise the Lord by reusing plastic containers. We praise the Lord through the sounds of glass falling into the containers as we recycle them. We praise the Lord in the melodious sounds of refilling water bottles rather than pulling them off the shelf at the grocery store. We praise the Lord through planting and loving trees, as Reverend Terry emphasized last Sunday. We praise the Lord with support for developing and alternative sources of energy. That to this point, we've been so grateful for petroleum-based products to help with our roads, with oil, with plastic products. And yet technology has advanced so far that we can then let go of the things that no longer serve us and Earth well, and we can choose to praise the Lord with new sources and new ways of being in relationship with Creator and creation alike. Let everything that breathes be allowed to breathe freer, cleaner, healthier, and more relational as we praise the Lord. God is
good
all the
time.
Praise the
Lord.
Amen.